car, and we've got about a minute to sing and tell you we are in it. Talk is cheap, so we're going to stop and talk. After that, we take a little walk. I'm the man you've very often read about,
and I'm the man a lot of things are said about.
Me friend on the right here has a lot of style,
and me friend on the left would make a monkey smile.
But we don't care, we'll pay for being funny. Someday we'll have a lot of money. If we don't stop, we'll sing too long. That'll be about our next year's song.
Well, here we are again. What ails you, Mac? You're not looking well.
I'm not feeling well. Do you know, Riley, I just managed to keep out of the Undertaker's hands.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I thought I was going to die.
Sure, man, that's the last thing you'll ever do. What ails you?
Me teeth are troubling me. I think I'll have me mouth seen to.
That's right, and I'd have a couple of stitches put in it if I were you.
You don't understand me, Riley. I say, me face pains me.
Well, it ought to pain you, for it pains everyone else.
Say, Riley, you ain't so dumb as I thought you were.
Is that so?
No, you're dumber. What are you wearing that black band around your arm for?
I'm in mourning for me wife's first husband. I'm sorry he's dead.
That's funny. Sure, you can't go wrong if you marry a widdy.
Why not?
If you marry a widdy, you don't marry a miss.
Why, Harry, I never thought of that.
Do you believe it's unlucky to get married on a Friday?
Certainly I do. Friday's no better than any other day.
That's right. Say, did you know your wife long before you married her?
No, I didn't know her till long after I married her.
Tell me, did you ever catch your wife flirting?
Sure, that's how I caught her. Are you married, Mac?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, it's a good thing for your wife that you're not.
Ah, you talk like a monkey.
Well, me ancestors were monkeys. None of them left me anything.
Well, my ancestors were not monkeys.
Sure, Mac, they must have been, and you haven't got the face to deny it.
I suppose that's a joke. You talk like one of the 400.
And you talk like one of the 57.
A pickle?
No, a wart on a pickle.
Say, why is the English language called the mother tongue?
Because mother never gives father a chance to use it.
Say, that's a good one. Did you hear the one Pat Casey sprung?
I did.
Tell him about it.
No, you tell him.
No, you tell him.
And let's both tell him.
All right. One day when he was working at his job laying bricks, along with a lot of other mates, he turned to O'Brien just before the whistle blew and asked him if he knew what it was that held the bricks together all the while. O'Brien spit upon his hands and answered with a smile, "It's the mortar man that holds the bricks together all along, but Casey says you're wrong." He was full of Irish wit. He always had an answer that would fit. Still he says you're wrong right from the start. You see, it's the mortar keeps the bricks apart. That's what I call good old Irish wit.
Well,